Good morning, everyone. How are you? My name is Alicia Wood. I am the pastor here, and I am just so honored to say welcome to each of you. As Easter people, we are called to dance our dances of freedom for all the world to see, dances of hope, dances of justice, and dances of love. And that's why we brought our dancers here today to dance with us. I think they're dancing a little jazz. What do you all think? This Sunday, we will talk about Jesus' ministry on earth coming to a close. As Jesus prepares to leave the disciples, he opens their minds to his teaching and blesses them. After Jesus ascends into heaven, they return to Jerusalem with great joy and are continually worshiping and blessing God in the temple. This Easter season, we are challenging ourselves to dance with the resurrected Jesus. Now, who here actually dances? All right, a lot of you. So we're challenging you to dance with the resurrected Jesus, but those who don't dance, we're challenging you as well. So please stand in body or spirit and sing with me our theme song, Dare to Dance.
Good morning. So I saw the screen say that it was called to worship, but if you want to take a seat, we'll get to that in a second. I just want to welcome everyone first. Thanks. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. And if Mother's Day isn't for you, then I hope you get a chance to enjoy the nice sunny weather. Whatever brings you here today, custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here. Peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. So I'm not sure if I just said this, but if I did, forget it. My name's Katie Flynn. I'll be leading us in worship today just for the announcements and the welcome. Also up here with me is, of course, Pastor Alicia Wood, and Doug Randall will be our liturgist, so you can look forward to seeing him in a few minutes. If you're new to us this morning, I hope you get a chance to grab the brochure in the back of the church for our visitors. It just tells you a little bit about us. Also, we're hoping that the welcome team will find you and give you one. In your bulletin, you'll find this yellow slip. It serves two purposes. First, on one side, it's an attendance sheet, and that's just so that we get to know who's worshiping with us this morning and we can welcome you appropriately. The other side is a prayer request, and you can fill that in and give it to the usher a little bit later, and we'll share your prayer concerns during prayer time. You can find an abbreviated order of worship in the bulletin, or if you'd like a more complete list, there's QR codes at either entrance to the church. If you don't know what that is, then forget I even said anything. If you do, you can see that Stark's holding up a bulletin. I think it has the QR code in it, right? And you can get a full order of worship. If you're in need of restrooms or childcare, you can find both through this door, or you can ask one of the ushers, and they'd be happy to help you. After worship, we're going to join in the gathering room for a little bit of conversation and fellowship, so please join us there. And just a quick reminder, we have a safe sanctuary policy, so any children, we'd really love it if an adult was with them at all times. And now let us continue our time of worship.
Good morning. My name is Doug Randall, and I'm your liturgist this morning. As you remember the dreamers who have guided you on your faith journey, please stand and join me in the call to worship. And Jesus said, to all mothers and all children, he said, to the motherless and the childless, he said, to all who long to be mothered, he said, come unto all who labor and are heavy laden. Join together with me and learn from me. Together with God's love, we can do all things. Please remain standing and celebrate the gospel story of Jesus' ministry with me as we sing, Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise, hymn number 312 in the pew hymnal and displayed on the screen. You may be seated. In a moment, we will share Christ's peace with one another. When this time comes to an end, we will hear an organ as a cue to find our seats and settle ourselves for a time of prayer. Let us take a moment and share the love of Christ with those around you with a handshake, a fist bump, or a high five.
As a community, we share our joys and our concerns about people and places that are on our minds. Let's settle ourselves in an attitude of prayer. If you would like your prayer slip read as a part of our worship, hello. Please pass your prayer slip to the ushers as they walk down the aisle. Feel free to choose to be a singer. Or a listener, as we begin our prayer time singing May Peace Flow. Let us settle ourselves, settle our hearts and our minds and our bodies as we finish collecting our prayer slips, and let us get settled into an attitude of prayer. There are so many things on our hearts, God. Our joys and our concerns always seem to keep us on edge, wondering what's next. Teach us to dance with your rhythm and to know that you are safe space for all our worries. We lift up all these joys and concerns and those unspoken ones that we hold in our hearts. God, in your mercy.
Let us join together in a time of silent prayer, followed by a short spoken prayer, and then the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. As we begin a time of silent prayer, get comfortable in your seat, sit tall, and take a deep breath. Breathe in and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. And now a prayer offered by Carol Penner. Loving God, we give thanks today for mothers. Thank you for mothers who gave birth to us and women who have treated us as their own children. You teach us how to be good mothers, cherishing and protecting the children among us. Help us mother lovingly, fairly, wisely, and with great joy. Help us raise our children to be the people they are born to be. We need your comfort here today, Lord, because some are missing mothers, some are missing children, and some are parted by distance or death. Comfort those who have given up their children for adoption, or who choose not to give birth and had an abortion. Comfort those who long to be biological mothers and could not. We pray for those here whose mothers have disappointed them. We ask for grace in relationships where there is pain and bitterness, for healing in relationships where there is abuse and violence. Help our congregation be a space where people can feel mothered, their gifts and talents appreciated and nurtured. Finally, we pray today for mothers around the world, mothers who cannot feed their children, mothers who are homeless or without a homeland, mothers who must teach their children about the dangers of bombs and bullets. Help us create a world where mothers can raise their children in peace and plenty. God of mothers, who created mothers, who came as a child and had a mother, God, our mother, loving us with a sweeter and deeper love than we have ever known. Hear our prayer this day. Amen. Let us pray how Jesus taught us. Creator God, who are in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Would the children please come forward if they're comfortable and come talk with me? Have enjoyed watching Matt dance with all the people, so next week we're going to talk more about Matt and his dance. So let's take a listen to a poem, and then we'll talk about it, okay? And the poem is up here. I'm going to read it. Every child has known God, not the God of names, not the God of don'ts, not the God who ever does anything weird, but the God who knows only four words and keeps repeating them, saying, "Come dance with me. Come dance with me." So what do you think about that poem? I heard a what? What do you think about that poem? Do you have something? No? Okay. So God seems to be a God of do's, not don'ts, right? God is saying, come dance with me. Come dance with me. And God isn't saying, don't do this, don't do that, but concentrating on what we do and what we can do. So what do you think about God inviting us to dance with God? Does that mean interacting with God? Maybe it means praying with God. Maybe it means reading the Bible and learning more about God and seeing what God did and what Jesus did. What do you think? What do you think of the idea of dancing with God? Oh, it makes you happy? Yes. And when we dance, are we praising God? When we sing and pray and dance, are we praising God? Yes. Yes. All right, so listen. I think I hear God calling us to dance right now. I'm wondering if we can all, them and us, dance a little with our next hymn. Do you think we can do that? And so, what I'm asking everyone to do, including all of you here and out there, is please stand in body or spirit and let's sing the next hymn. Now, if you feel like tapping your foot or you feel like dancing a little bit, that's okay. If you feel like clapping, that's okay too. And so, as the hymn comes to an end, students who are kindergarten through sixth grade will go with their families. Okay? So, come on, let's dance with Jesus. please be seated. That was fun.
Today's scripture reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 6 through 11. That's page 156 in the Pew Bibles. Jesus' time on earth is almost over. We have followed him on this journey, starting with the resurrection on Easter morning. Jesus has been coaching his disciples to be ready to take over his ministry and to share his love with all the world. This is the final moment. Then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates that God has set by God's own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two angels dressed in white stood beside them. "People of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." This is the word and wisdom of God for the people of God.
Good morning again. Much of this sermon is based on an article by Joe Inovio, which I found on umc.org. This is Ascension Sunday. It's also Mother's Day and graduation weekend. It's hard to put all this into one talk, so I'm going to focus mostly on the ascension of Jesus. One of our most beautiful stained glass windows in the sanctuary is the ascension window. It is behind the organ pipes, so unfortunately we cannot see it from the inside of the church, but we can see it from the outside of the church. So it is lit up every evening through dawn. So please walk by or drive by one evening and see this beautiful window of Jesus' ascension shining out onto the street for all to see. And this is a picture of that window. So it's more beautiful in the evening, just streaming out of the building on a dark night. So feel free to come by, and it will be on Genesee Street. The ascension, Jesus' ascension occurred 40 days after Easter. The Bible references 40 days often. When do you remember it referenced? Just shout it out. When have you heard 40 days? The flood? What else? Lent? What else? What? Yep. Okay, when else? Yes, exactly. When else? That's right, yes. So you all said some that I was going to reference, so good job, I love it. Lent is 40 days, and Jesus was in the desert for 40 days, and as Barbara Lundlad says, being shaped by the Spirit of God. The disciples were developing and being shaped by Jesus for 40 days between Easter and Jesus' ascension. Jesus is readying the disciples for their upcoming lifelong mission. Jesus' ascension into heaven is an important episode in the life of Jesus that the church has regarded highly through the years. Our creeds affirm the ascension as a central doctrine of the Christian faith. The Apostles' Creed, which is in our hymnal on page 881, reads, "He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father." And the Nicene Creed on page 880 in our hymnal states, "He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father." Centuries later, the United Methodist forebearer, John Wesley, emphasized the day by including it as one of the three non-Sunday holy days, day observances included in, believe it or not, he even told people what they were going to do in a new continent, Sunday service of the Methodists in North America. And the two other days he wanted recognized were Good Friday and Christmas. And so on the left is John Wesley, and on the right is Charles Wesley, who I will talk about now. Charles Wesley, who was John's brother, Anglican priest, and hymn writer of the early Methodist movement, published a pamphlet of seven hymns for Ascension Day in 1746. Today we recognize Jesus' ascension on Ascension Sunday, the Sunday immediately following Ascension Day. Most of what we know about the Wesley's theology or teaching on ascension comes from Charles' hymns. Our hymnal contains Charles Wesley hymn titled "Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise," which we sang as our opening hymn today. The lyrics for this hymn offer insight into the importance of this day. Charles begins acknowledging the ascension as both the ending of Jesus' physical presence on earth and his return to his rightful place in heaven. And it reads like this. Hail the day that sees him rise, ravished from our wishful eyes. Christ, a while to mortals given, reascends his native heaven. As Jesus ascends to his throne, however, he does not abandon us. Verse 3 of Charles Wesley hymn reminds us that Jesus is not leaving us alone. He writes, "Him, though highest heaven receives, still he loves the earth he leaves. Though returning to his throne, still he calls our kind his own." Jesus' connection to earth and humanity remains. He is not absent, but continues to love and claim us. Ascension to Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit comes, is the in-between time. We can all relate to the in-between time. Maybe an unresolved time around a decision or an illness. Maybe people who are graduating this weekend are feeling in between, because graduation marks the completion of a goal and the end of one part of life. Yet it also makes an in-between time. It may be an in-between time because we don't know what life looks like beyond schooling. It may be an in-between time because we have not yet secured a job in our field. Mothers many times live in the in-between time. It may revolve around a decision or an illness of a child or an illness of oneself or a difficult time in a child's life. As the disciples watched Jesus disappear into heaven and await the Holy Spirit, they lived into this in-between. The hymn concludes in just 10 short verses. Somehow we don't sing them all. I don't know why. Well, I thought you all would think that was funny because I always hear about how many verses we sing. But Charles Wesley had no problem writing 10, 12, 16 verses of any song he wrote. So this one he concludes in 10 short verses with a description of Jesus' humanity being received into the realm of God. Jesus ascends to his rightful throne bearing the scars of the crucifixion. See, he lifts his hands above. See, he shews the prince of love. Hark, his gracious lips bestow blessing on his church below. Maybe we imagine the disciples looking up with their mouths wide open, watching Jesus disappear within a cloud, as maybe we would have done. The disciples have been told they would not be left alone. The Holy Spirit is yet to come, and Jesus is gone. Of course they're looking up. They were realizing that Jesus is no longer around to teach the good news to the poor. It's up to them. The mission now falls on the disciples of the Bible and the disciples of today. Jeffrey Peterson Davis says, "We are called to be the hands, feet, eyes, and voice of Christ to the ends of the earth." The Ascension affirms that we as the church are also accepted into the heaven with Jesus. With John and Charles Wesley, we remember that Jesus ascended to heaven where he took his rightful throne as Lord of the whole earth. Though he is not bodily present, he continues to love us, expects us to remember that we are to continue his ministry, and he longs to receive us into the presence of God to dwell with him throughout eternity. Amen.
Different members of this community can commit themselves to supporting the church's ministry in different ways. Financial giving is one of those ways, and this is the time we offer up those gifts. The commitment of members and friends of University Church to pay the bills and continue the many ministries that take place here has been happening for 150 years. If you are here for the first time, keep your money in your pocket. You are our guest. We don't expect a contribution today. Don't forget to put your attendance slips found in the bulletin into the offering plate. Please remain standing and join me in the unison prayer of dedication. Today we remember those who nurtured us, whether we are related by blood or circumstance. We remember those who birthed us, protected us, encouraged us, wept with us, and danced with us. We cannot repay the gifts of nurture that we received, but we do offer these gifts today that others might find the nurture that they need. We join ourselves with the ceaseless dance of the universe, past, present, and future, with its joys and sorrows, hopes and fears, that we may be one with it all. And we offer ourselves all we have and all that we are. Let all existence be now placed here on our altar, that with joy and gratitude we may offer it to you. Amen.
Please be seated. As our worship service ends, our service to God's community begins. As part of University Church, we share our witness by being involved in many ministries and programs. So I'm just going to highlight a few for you. Going off what Alicia was talking about, 40 days, you'll find in your bulletin an announcement about the Poor People's Campaign, which is 40 days of action nationwide to address the evils of poverty, fascism, militarism, and ecological devastation. We're going to be hosting the launch party to this campaign right here tonight at 6 p.m., and then tomorrow a group of people will be traveling to Albany to start that. So if you want to attend either the launch party tonight or the trip to Albany, please see Pastor Alicia right after church. Last year, some of you might remember, we did an announcement about Blessings in a Backpack, which is a fabulous program where we partner with Bellevue Methodist Church to provide food for students at Delaware School. It's a supplemental food program so that it helps give them some food to take home over the weekend for kids that don't have enough food when they get home from school. So we did sponsorships last year, and that was a three-year sponsorship, and we had a huge response from the congregation. We were so thankful for that. But if any of you are interested in adding a little bit of money contributions to that this year, it would be much appreciated. If you are interested in that, please have your donation in by June 17th. And if you write out a check, make it payable to UUMC. And in the line at the bottom, the memo line, please write blessings. Lastly, we just had a bunch of services where we focused on dance. And if you feel a little awkward when Alicia asks you to dance, like I do, I try to move, but I'm not very graceful. I have good news for you. Carrie Hunt is going to be helping us with some spiritual interpretive dance on May 20th, right after the service. So if you want to get involved in that and feel a little bit more graceful in the service, come and join her, and she'll help you do that. And let us continue our time of worship with the closing hymn, which you'll find up on your screen.
And now with God's abiding love surrounding us, the hope of the empty tomb within us, and a grace leading us into resurrection, let us answer the risen one's call to dance and touch this crucifying world with his love and grace. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.